This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion advocates from Planned Parenthood to Hillary Clinton and others are desperately grasping for rhetorical advantage in the wake of shootings at a Colorado Planned Parenthood. Presidential candidate Clinton actually tweeted her support for Planned Parenthood while the case was still an active shooting. For Planned Parenthood's part, they say that pro-life advocates feed domestic terrorism. However, the shooter, a man whom neighbors say never spoke of religion or abortion, may have been mentally set off at hearing of the Planned Parenthood marketing of that which remains after an abortion. Pro-life advocates and organizations have long taught that violence against anyone involved in the abortion issue, from the unborn to clinic workers, is a grave moral ill. That list would extend to three victims, including a Colorado police officer who responded to the call to protect Planned Parenthood. Officer Garrett Swayze was a pro-life, part-time pastor, a husband, and father of two young children. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, Pope Francis is speaking out poignantly against abortion from his visit to Nairobi, Kenya, and Starbucks shareholders displayed their affection for Planned Parenthood at their recent meeting in Seattle after one person questioned their corporate gift-matching support for the abortion giant. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.